Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. You know, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. We try to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company. They have a game plan against you. You need a game plan against them. You know, we trademark protected the concept of legal game plan. We wrote a book called and titled Legal Game Plan. You can find that book free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Any of our books are there. There are free. You can download an e-copy free. If you want a hard copy, you can call our law firm anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And we'll send you or give you a hard copy of any or all of our books. It happens every week. People want them all the time. We have a book on there called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. It's the definitive guideline on what you do about a hit and run. Unfortunately, those happen every day. Unfortunately, we read about them in the newspapers and in the media, and we hear about them all the time. And they are cowards of the street, and that's the name of our book. You can get it free. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Also, we wrote a book, The Colorado Definitive Guideline on Colorado Car Insurance. You're going to want to get a copy of that book. The book was written by us in easy-to-understand language. It has examples. It has pictures of deck sheets. It has screenshots of the various portions of the insurance policies that are important. So we don't get lost in a legal maze. We get right down to the bottom line. That book is free. Colorado Car Insurance, we did a book on workers' compensation. If you've been injured on the job, we identified 17 traps in that book that you can fall into when you've been injured on the job. You need to know about them. You need to know about all of these books. There are more. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, our law firm, Bell and Pollock. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. It's hard. Once you've been injured, it's hard on the family structure. It's hard on the injured individual. You need a game plan. You need a guiding light. You need somebody that can lead you through and to be able to navigate the insurance maze. And you need a strategy and strategies against these insurance companies. Think about it a minute. When you call an adjuster, right, you're in an accident, you're playing in their field. You're playing on their home field. They know everything about this. They're highly trained. They have scripts. They have their computer screens. They have seminars. They have checklists. They have doctors. They have lawyers. Who do you have? You can call Bell and Pollock anytime. We are injury attorneys, and we have been, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, all over the state of Colorado, all four corners. We've been to Sterling. We've done jury trials in Sterling, Durango, Fort Collins, Steamboat Springs, Pueblo, you name it. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. We champion people's cases and claims. Okay, today we're talking about the police report. We're talking about our typical example of a motor vehicle accident. Maybe you were rear-ended. You know, we do all kinds of cases. It could be motorcycles, it could be trucks, it could be bicycles, it could be pedestrians, it could be hit and runs, it could be car on car. It doesn't matter. That's our typical example of car on car accident. Unfortunately, they happen. If they happen to you, you have to know what you're doing. We're talking about the police report today. The police come out. You call the police. What do? You know, we liken it to this. Think about it and listen to this analogy. Whether or not you've had an accident, let's assume a minute you have not had an accident. Everything's going along fine. You've checked your insurance coverage with Bell and Pollock. You feel comfortable. You can call us anytime and ask us questions. But you've got your insurance, no accident. But you treat with a doctor on your normal treatment. You're not injured. You just go to the doctor. How many of you have ever taken the time or bothered to see what your medical records actually say? How many of you? What do they really say? Okay, so that's our example. That's my example today. If you don't read your medical records when you're not injured, when you're injured, you must get your medical records. You must read them. That's what good attorneys do for you. That's what we can do for you at Bell and Pollock. Get your medical records and analyze them with you. You can get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan from Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Why do I use that analogy? Why? Because I want you to think about the police report. That's where insurance companies start. Once the accident has happened, they start their strategy on how to beat you. And keep in mind, we've done shows on how they start their strategy to beat you before there was even an accident. And you go, yeah, you got to be kidding me, Gary. You got to be kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you. They have strategies already in place, exactly how to approach everything, right? And you need your strategy. You need your strategies. But they start after the accident with the police report. Why? They're looking for something to use against you. Maybe you were rear-ended. You were on your way home. You're at the stoplight. Boom, you're hit. Wow, you're off to the emergency room. You're off to see doctors. You go to conservative modalities of treatment, right? It hurts. It's a pain. It affects you and your family structure. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You're going to get a copy of the police report. Number one, you got to see what the police report says. It is so important. Now, you know, there are good police officers that fill out the reports, and there's some that are not so good, just like any profession. There's good attorneys, and there's some that are not so good. Same thing with doctors, dentists. It doesn't matter. So when you get a police officer that does a nice job, a thorough job with the police report, it makes a huge difference. Sometimes they don't. But when you're trying to find out information from the other driver, the one who hits you, which we call the at-fault driver, right? When you try to find out that information, you start with the accident report as well, and with an interview, and with what happened at the scene in detail. That's what we do for you. That's why we say we give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and download our book, Legal Game Plan. It's an eye-opener. You need a strategy. So you start on the police report, and you want to find out about the adverse driver. A big deal these days is distracted driving. Why? Listen to this. If you're rear-ended, that's a huge deal to you. If you're going to the doctor and you've been injured, and maybe you have to have injections or facet injuries, or you have to have surgery or compression, you've got compressed discs, or you've got other problems with your low back, radiculopathy into your legs, numbness, tingling, that's upsetting. That is really upsetting. And so the insurance company, and you need to pay attention here, the insurance company basically defaults to and puts your case, your accident, your injuries into a frame. And the frame basically is they default to this frame of, well, it was just an accident. Accidents happen. We're sorry. No big deal. It's an accident. But we're not going to pay you much. We're going to try to beat you. But we're going to put it into this frame of it's an accident because they think they can win that way. If it's just a, as they say, as they think, as they portray, well, just another ho-hum, boring accident, just an accident. Sorry. You can't let that happen. There are ways to fight this, but you need a strategy. You can already see that. You know that. We've taught you that. You know, we do injury shows all over the state of Colorado. We taught you that. We teach you that right here, right now. You need a strategy. We call it a legal game plan. But let's talk about moving it out of this frame, out of this default situation that the insurance company puts your accident in. Of, well, it was just an accident. We're sorry. Everybody has an accident. Doesn't mean we really wanted to hurt you, our at-fault driver, our insured. So what do you look for? Well, if you start with the accident report, you know, there are places you can go, but we can only touch the tip of the iceberg in the show, but the most apparent human contributing factor. What do those words mean on the accident report? You need a template. You need to know how to read these things. We can do it at Bell and Pollock, but the most apparent human contributing factor might just be enough to give you the edge to take it out of this frame. And it wasn't just an ordinary accident. Let's take an example, right? How to beat this. Texting and driving. Number one, drunk driving. Number two. I mean, these are not in order of importance. I'm just saying number one and number two. Those are huge. It removes it from the frame. It removes it from this default position. And it helps you. It gives you the edge. It gives you a strategy. You can't be texting and driving. Texting, not paying attention, completely not paying attention. Every day I see drivers driving next to me. They're on their phone. They're going 40, 45 miles an hour. They have no idea where they're headed. They're not even looking. I stay away from them. You see them every day. But that's a way, that's a strategy, a powerful strategy on how to beat the insurance company, whether you got a texting and driving. You know, if you look at these accident reports and if you look at the scene and you're trying to find information about the other driver to help you win this war, you can win the war. You know, what if there's a place for driver fatigue? Well, what does that mean, Gary? Well, sometimes they have a medical condition. They're fatigued. Sometimes they haven't slept in two days. You know, did a case with college students where they stayed up all night studying. And in the car, fatigue, drive, fell asleep, boom. It's a big deal. You must remove it out of this frame. You must take it out of this default position of, well, it was just an accident. Listen to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. You can call us. We'll give you a free initial consultation. We'll give you a free legal game plan. We'll help you navigate the insurance maze. We have over 40 years of experience. We can put our experience to work for you and your family. 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. This is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about distracted driving. What difference does it make? There's a place on every accident injury form that the police fill out for distracted driving. They want to know. The insurance company for the at-fault party who injured you wants to know. Why do they want to know? Because it's difficult for them to beat your legal claim. If you don't believe so, listen to our shows. They are your enemy, your adversary. And don't fall for one of these myths. Myth is, I've been injured in an accident, surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. They're going to fight you. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you. But one thing that you can use is if the driver that hit you was distracted. The police officer should know this. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. I'm Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we've been doing this business for over 40 years, and we got a lot of experience, and we can put our experience to work for you. When you're in an accident, you need experience. You can't just guess. You can't just hope. You can't just wonder or wander through this insurance maze and hope to win. You must have guidance. You must have a guiding light. You must have a guide that actually cares about you and your family. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've been doing these shows for a long, long time. We do a lot of shows across the state of Colorado, and we try to give you the information that you need. Information is empowering, right? So today we're talking about if you have an accident, then you're looking for information to use against the at-fault party that hits you, so that you can defeat this computer frame or this insurance frame that they want to put around your case that this was just an accident. Sorry. Everybody gets involved in an accident. We didn't mean it. What if they were texting and driving? What if they were drunk? That would change the frame, right? What if there was driver inexperience? That's another factor to look for. What are some other factors? Aggressive driving. You might think these are no big deals, but these are huge deals. And distraction. Distracted by a passenger, distracted by the radio. Yes, that can work. Yes, that does happen. Wearing headphones, listening to music, right? I'm aware of a recent case where a truck driver was coming down I-70 watching movies on his iPad, driving the 18-wheeler. What do you think? All these distractions, and these is what the police investigate. Sometimes they don't check the blocks on the accident report. Sometimes they miss it. Sometimes they don't do it. Some of them are really good, and they get down to it. Distracted by food or other objects or a pet. Think about that. That's a strategy for you. It's a very important strategy. Other factors. The police officers can put that in a physical disability. You know, prescription drug medication abuse. Prescription drug says do not drive. They drive. That's tougher. That's harder to find out. But it can be found out. It can be discovered. Because usually the medical records of the injured victim, you, are in issue. You have to give over certain parts of your medical records, not all of them. That's another show. But the person who caused the accident, the at-fault driver, their medical condition is usually not an issue. Therefore, you don't get to look at their medical records. But can you ever? Yes. Why? To get the edge, to fulfill this strategy, to beat this frame on the case, this frame and dark cloud hanging around your accident. So, yes, sometimes you can get the defendant's, the at-fault party's medical records. It most commonly arises in non-compliant diabetics. They're a diabetic. They weren't compliant. They weren't following their protocol. They weren't treating properly. They weren't doing what the doctor told them. They weren't taking their medication. Any of those or all of those. But you've got to get the medical records, and it's a fight. But they say, I blacked out. I'm sorry, I had a syncope episode. I blacked out. It wasn't my fault. I didn't know I could. I didn't know this was going to happen. It was a sudden medical emergency. Think about that. What is a sudden medical emergency? They're trying to beat you. They're trying to say there's a medical emergency. We're not going to pay you. I know we rear-ended you. That's what the insurance company says. But there's a way to beat you. And so there was a medical emergency. And we're sorry. We're sorry you have to have back surgery or neck surgery. We're sorry you went to the emergency room. We're sorry your medical bills are over $50,000. But we have a strategy as the insurance company to beat you. Now you've got attorneys that can give you your own strategy, educate you. At Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate for you. Go to our website. Come on, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. All of our podcasts are there. We're talking about the police report. We're talking about how to get an edge, a strategy to win your case. And we're just touching one part of the police report. We were talking about the most apparent human contributing factor as it applies against the driver who hit you. Maybe it was aggressive driving, as I covered earlier. Maybe the driver's unfamiliar with the area. Maybe it's a construction zone, right? Maybe the driver is emotionally upset about something. Happens all the time. Boom, they hit you. So when the insurance company tries to put the frame around your accident of was just another accident, you've got strategies. You got ways to beat it. You get your medical bills paid. You get your lost wages and lost earnings paid. You get recovery for your injuries, complete, thorough, honest, legal recovery. Payment of money. How about asleep at the wheel? That's another factor, right? Why did they fall asleep? Why were they fatigued? Why were they blacking out? You know, there's one case that comes to mind I did years ago about a tow truck driver that drove from North Denver all the way on I-25. You got to listen to this. And then he got to 470. He started heading west on 470, turned left, I think it was Quebec, went through a school zone, and said that he had diabetes and he didn't remember one inch of the road he drove. Nothing. Zero. Went through a construction zone and caused an accident. A school zone, a construction zone. So you must be able to discover his medical records, and we did. And he was a non-compliant diabetic, and we would use that to the advantage of our clients. And we should, and you should. Found out this one person had passed out 7 times in the past 8-9 years. Sometimes in a restaurant, sometimes driving a car. Think about that. You can't let that happen. You can't let them take advantage of you. You must fight for yourself. Call us, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984. We are injury attorneys. We've helped a lot of people and their families, and we can help you, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to find. And, you know, you can go to our website from your phone, your tablet, your iPad. It doesn't matter, your desktop. You can go there and you can contact us and you can talk with us and you can set up appointments and you can ask us questions and we're there for you. And if you know anything about us, we've done this for years. We educate and advocate. Bell and Pollock, 303-795 5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We have offices in Denver. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. And we go all over the state of Colorado. So we're showing you ways today from the accident report, from the Genesis. You look for information on the driver, the adverse drivers. I just covered one part of it, the most apparent human contributing factor. Right? What were the lighting conditions? Let's look at the accident report. Where was the sun? Another case comes to mind. You know, tragically killed a high school girl, 16 years old, in the street. But the sun was a huge factor. The sun. And then we went further. Then when we inspected the at-fault party's vehicle, the windshield was broken, cracked, like a spider web. Couldn't see anything. Then you had the sun on it. Then it was filthy, dirty. Boom. Hit this young lady. Killed her. If you miss these points, you're missing a large part of what you can do for yourself. You're missing it. You don't want to miss it. You want to be educated. You want information. That's what we're here for, Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. Gary Bell, 303-795-5900. You're on a search for information about this adverse driver. You think the myth is, read our books, the myth is, well, surely I was rear-ended, surely and some insurance company's going to pay me. It wasn't my fault. That's the biggest myth you could ever have. You do not fall into that trap. We do workers' comp cases. We do motorcycle cases, bicycle injuries, pedestrian cars. You always must find out about the adverse driver. Who owned the car? Were they resident relatives? Does one more than one insurance policy apply? All these questions and more. You can call us, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. This is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about distracted driving. What difference does it make? There's a place on every accident injury form that the police fill out for distracted driving. They want to know. The insurance company for the at-fault party who injured you wants to know. Why do they want to know? Because it's difficult for them to beat your legal claim. If you don't believe so, listen to our shows. They are your enemy, your adversary. And don't fall for one of these myths. Myth is, I've been injured in an accident, surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. They're going to fight you. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you. But one thing that you can use is if the driver that hit you was distracted. The police officer should know this. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. As we said, we formed our law firm in 1984. We've got a lot of experience and we've represented injured victims ever since. And we've got it down and we can help you. And once you're educated, it's so refreshing to know exactly what you can do and what you shouldn't do, what the insurance company can do and what they can't do, what they try to do. I mean, other than that, you're just guessing. You can't just guess. You need a legal game plan. You need a strategy. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You need information about the adverse driver. To beat the insurance company's frame they put around your case is one reason. That's not the only reason. I mean, was the at-fault driver a part of a common carrier? Because then the federal motor carrier safety rules and regulations apply. Was it an agency of the state of Colorado? Was it an RTD bus? That requires a special kind of governmental immunity notice. Was it a drunk driver? Did some bar get this drunk driver drunk? Did they serve him while they were visibly intoxicated under the statute? Bears investigation. And when you come to Bell and Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney. We don't have a drive-by situation where we send somebody that's not a licensed attorney to you, to your home or to your hospital room, and then here are some papers, sign them up. You meet with a licensed attorney that actually cares about you. We're going to go over the factors that involve you. You know, was this driver a minor? Were they impaired somehow? And as I said before, were they talking on the cell phone? Were they texting? Let me give you another example. Think about this. There's a party going on. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's inebriated. Everybody's intoxicated. And somebody says to another one, you know, my car won't start. I need to get home. Can I borrow your car? Sure. Here are the keys. Bingo. That right there by itself may trigger the doctrine of negligent entrustment, entrusting your vehicle to a drunk, an impaired person, and letting them drive. So there could be multiple areas or multiple paths of liability and recovery. That's why you need a legal game plan. Who is your driver? Who is the adverse party? Who is the adverse driver? I mean, really, who are they? What did they do? How did this accident happen? How did they run into the back of you at 40 miles an hour with no skid marks and no brake marks, right? You need to know all of this. At Bell & Pollock, we can help you. Call us, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock will be glad to meet with you, give you a free initial consultation and a legal game plan, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell & Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You've been injured in a car crash and now you're treating with the doctors. Maybe you're treating with a physical therapist as well. Maybe you go back to your doctor. Maybe you've been referred to a neurologist, a specialist. Maybe they've done diagnostic films. You still hurt. They're working on your diagnosis. How in the world does the insurance company for the at-fault party later try to attack your medical records? They try to attack them by proving you have gaps in treatment, that you make inconsistent statements in your medical records, that inconsistent statements are there whether you made them or not, and they're going to try to use them against you. That you told the doctor everything was fine, and you say, no, I didn't. Well, it's right here in the medical record. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. You need to understand these things. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Our website, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.